As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready and I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, a diet that now medicine says is linked to brain health. What do you suppose that diet is? Well, we're going to talk about that and a lot of other stuff in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, Big Salute and Semper Fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And so today's devotional puts us in, let's see, Matthew 9. It says, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Yeah, God has that power. Lord Jesus has that power. So if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, Jesus is the way. No one enters in but by him. So seek him and mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see, Bermuda sees a 5,600% increase in COVID after they pushed the vaccines and mask mandates. Yep, they locked down and isolated their commerce, their entire island, made people wear masks, and their COVID cases shot way up. So the mandates and the lockdowns, according to this research, is saying not helping. And they have more cases of COVID than they did last year. Oh, moving along in the quack report, let's see. Australian nurses are saying their country is on the brink of collapse due to understaffed medical workers, healthcare workers. So this is an Australian nurse. She is sending out a warning of a national health crisis because of understaffed medical care workers. So Australia has become kind of famous in the recent weeks for, you know, draconian measures. And this is a nurse that's from Melbourne. She says, we just unfortunately are not getting, we're not getting to get nurses back into the hospitals based on the love of nursing anymore. She says, no nurse ever got into the healthcare system because of money. We all know that. Nursing isn't a well-paid job, but the love of nursing isn't in it anymore because of everybody is just exhausted by the control and the mandates. She says, our wages do not equal to the work that we do. We are, I guess, as everyone has described, the backbone of hospitals. So nurses are the backbone of hospitals. And we just do not get the pay that equals what we do. This was a nurse in Melbourne. Lucy Mermaine works at Melbourne Southwestern State Hospital in Victoria. So nurse shortage. What, Frank? So if we got paid more, we would kill more? Hey, Frank, now be nice over there. Not all nurses and doctors are bad. It's just a lot of them are being victimized just by the system, just like we all are. Some of them, when they wake up, do something about it, and that's a good thing. Last but not least, in the quack report, Colorado public health officials warn that COVID death statistics are inflated and skewed, like we didn't know that already. This is a county coroner for Grand County in Colorado. Her name's Brenda Bach. She explains that last November she processed a murder-suicide case, and the following day her case showed up on their state website as a COVID death. She says, and they were, she says, these were gunshot wounds. This wasn't COVID, death due to COVID. She said, these were gunshot wounds. She was quite flabbergasted to see her case published that way. She thought, you know, the audacity of the system to lie like that was quite, you know, out there. She says, and I questioned it immediately because I had not even signed off on the death certificate yet, and the state was already reporting this case as a COVID death. Wow. She says, in several other instances, corrupt authorities did log two other individuals who were still alive as being dead due to COVID. People with a pulse, dead due to COVID in Colorado. She goes on to say, I was told by some of my fellow coroners in other counties in rural Colorado that it was happening to them as well, and that they knew of issues where they had signed off on the death certificate with trauma involved in the death, and they were being advised that it was being counted as otherwise a COVID-related death. Well, half the truth is still a whole lie, isn't it? And, you know, can't trust hardly anything anymore, right, Frank? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so like... Oh, Frank, I got an echo, honey. There it is. Okay, good. Right in the beginning, I was suggesting, you know, or asking, you know, what might that diet be linked to brain health be? And Frank says, the Mediterranean diet. Frank, you are too perceptive. I tell you what, you're sharp as a tack out there. Well, here's a diet linked to brain health. I marvel sometimes at medical science coming up with a conclusion that, hey, you are what you eat. As if it were some, you know, medical breakthrough, you know. But our ancestors knew a lot about diet to the point that it, you know, it puts kind of modern medical science to shame in most cases. So our current physicians have no training in nutrition and how it can assist the body to heal itself. They have zero training there. So it is no surprise that the medical science avoids nutrition because, you know, healthy people, you know, puts them out of business pretty much. So we're going to check out this this report. Let's take a look at what science is reporting on the diet that's good for your brain. Well, what, Frank? I have also listened to nearly 1,000 herb talk shows, too, so I know things. Oh, thank you, Frank. Oh, that's a nice compliment. Well, we try to be informative and entertaining. It's kind of what we try to do, empowerment. So I'm glad, Frank, I'm glad you're learning some stuff. That's good. Now, according to this research, now this was by Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, Illinois. They said the type of diet could mean the difference between healthy cognitive function and dementia. So what the scientists have essentially done is take the research on the Mediterranean diet and renamed it the MIND diet, M-I-N-D, MIND diet. So the report is stating the MIND diet will help prevent amyloid plaque that science says causes dementia. So the credit for the start of linking this Mediterranean diet to a healthy brain function, they say, goes to the late Martha Morris, which was a nutritional epidemiologist at Rush University. So what Morris did is combine the Mediterranean diet with the hypertension diet called the DASH diet, which means dietary approach to stop hypertension. That's what DASH means. So according to the study that did get published in the September 2021 Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, patients who moderately followed the diet later in life didn't develop cognitive problems. That's the research. So does science have it right, though? You know, because in the research report, they are saying, you know, people can have brain plaque and still not have dementia. What? Yeah, this is a quote from Clodion O'Hara, MD, Division of the Geriatrics at Rush Medical University. She was involved in this, you know, diet brain health study. She says some people have enough plaque in their brains to have a post-mortem diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, but they do not develop clinical dementia during their lifetime, end of quote. So my question is then, why is plaque the culprit for dementia? So if that's the case, how can science determine that brain plaque causes dementia? How can they determine that? Well, they can't. It's really just their hypothesis, basically. So here's something that we can consider. Amyloid brain plaque is called beta-amyloid protein, and it's where cholesterol comes from. So the brain must have cholesterol to function, and a large percent of the cholesterol in the human body is, a majority of it's in the brain. It's what the brain has to have. Well, let's just take a little quick sneak peek here at the history of cholesterol. So the term cholesterol comes from the Greek word chol, meaning bile, and sterol, meaning solids. So bile solids is what it means. So cholesterol is necessary throughout the human system, and even animals have to have it. It's essential for the structure of cell membranes. So without cholesterol, your cells fall apart, and this is why people that are on a lot of statin drugs and anti-cholesterol drugs, they feel like their cell, they feel like they're falling apart, because that's what's really happening to their cells. So more specifically, cholesterol is really necessary for our cells to pass signals and for our nerve conduction, so our electrical impulses, the myelin sheath, the heart, the brain to function. You don't have enough cholesterol, guess what? You're going to have brain issues, memory problems. So cholesterol means bile solids, and scientific medicine started monitoring bile solids in the 1930s, and then the cholesterol test was created in 1934, and then in 1954 science decides there has to be a connection between cholesterol and heart disease, distinguishing between good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, HDL and LDL cholesterol. So soon, drug companies jumped on that cholesterol bandwagon, and they made a bunch of medications, which really didn't distinguish between good types of cholesterol, and all of a sudden, cholesterol drugs were, you know, a problem. But then they say, hey, we made changes to our cholesterol drugs, and they're more sophisticated now. They are distinguishing between good and bad cholesterol. Hmm. Well, let's look at a diet that can help stop dementia, shall we? So the researchers at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association report on their studies that did get in the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association, and they stated, guess what? The Mediterranean diet is the intervention of the century that can reduce the chance of developing brain disease and dementia by 53%. It's better than 0.5%. It's better than 50% chance. Oh. So the diet is known to help prevent heart disease as well, diabetes, and cancer. So if you don't want to lose your mind, you don't want cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, the Mediterranean diet has a track record. Seriously, it does. So they listed brain-boosting foods that you should consume in this Mediterranean diet. They list green leafy vegetables, other vegetables as well, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, even wine in moderation. Interestingly, it was really suggested that we should avoid these foods: red meat, foods with high fats, cheese, fast food, sweets, and pastries, which can also cause arthritis. Yep. So some of the high energy foods, because the brain uses a lot of fuel, okay, there are lots of fuel foods that will boost the brain and give it better function. So foods that contain triosine help the brain stay more alert. So foods like fish, chicken, pork, whole grains and oats, avocados, bananas, legumes and beans, almonds, and seeds like sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, those kind of seeds. So these foods, unlike a coffee, really don't stimulate the adrenal glands. So you'll stay alert, but you won't have that caffeine issue. So your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if you don't maintain the required energy, this causes mental stress, and some people experience exhaustion. So many look at this fast fix of using caffeine to kind of perk up their brain, but then they get mental sluggishness later. So caffeine gives you a short-lived burst, but then there's this dramatic drop in energy just a little while later. Here's a quote from, Clorinda Dania, MD, Division of Geriatrics, Rush Medical University, says diet changes can impact cognitive functioning and risk the dementia risk for better or worse. So this fairly simple diet and lifestyle change could make the difference to slow cognitive decline and contribute to better brain health. So So you are what you eat, and you have a lot of power right now. What'd you say, Frank? You've been watching me. Why, is that what you eat, Frank? You eat a bunch of nuts and seeds and legumes and garlic. Coffee. Oh, are you a coffee guy? I didn't know that. What kind of coffee do you... I am. What kind of coffee? Is it decaf? I doubt it. I can't have caffeinated coffee, Frank. I get the jitters. It makes my heart race. I cannot have... I can have decaf coffee occasionally, but I cannot have regular coffee. I would just, you know, feel like I just put my finger in an electric socket kind of thing. I can have tea. The caffeine in tea doesn't bother me too much that way. But I can't have coffee. Organic fresh Turkish ground dark espresso. Ooh, it does sound yummy. But I couldn't do it. It sounds good, though, you know. But how much do you drink a day, Frank? It is yummy. How much do you drink a day? Do you drink, I mean, are we talking coffee mug size? Too much? Well, you know, a teacup is 4 ounces, coffee mug's a bit more. So most people, it's a coffee mug. But I've known people that will drink more than one pot of coffee a day. And I'm like, how do they do that? The pot says 10 cups? You don't brew a whole pot, do you, Frank? Holy moly. I don't think I could do it. Anyway, I know people that drink pots of coffee every day. And I'm thinking, how do they manage? Seriously. Well, you know, a lot of them use, what, Frank? 3 mugs, you think? Oh, okay. 3 mugs is not too bad, actually. Coffee tends to be very dehydrating to the bowel. And the bowel needs a lot of water to function properly. So if you think you're getting too dehydrated, just try to counter the caffeine effect that way by drinking an extra glass of water, you know, with each cup of coffee you have. But a lot of people use the coffee in the morning to move their bowels. And when they get up in the morning, you know, and I get that part. Caffeine does move the muscles of the bowel. I had one professor in herb school said that if there was a coffee shortage in America, people couldn't get their coffee, people would be constipated coast to coast. Well, a majority of Americans aren't eating enough fiber. Nothing moves without coffee in the morning. I know, one of my kids, my adult children, has a insulated coffee thing that he takes with him in the car that says, no coffee, no talkie. So, not speaking till I have it. And you know, people get addicted, and you know, it shows up on all the blood work. You know, when you go, let's say if you're applying for life insurance, let's say life insurance companies automatically see the caffeine in your blood system. It's a given. Most people have caffeine in their blood system. So, but getting back to our wonderful, you know, a diet and helping our brains to function normally, minerals are going to be important for the mind too. And we just have a lack of minerals in our foods these days, especially all the processed stuff. So whole foods and even some of your herbs that contain lots of minerals are going to be great brain foods for you. So there's a list of foods that can supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. So on the list are going to be a lot of fruits and nuts. And according to Dr. James Perland of the Department of Agriculture and Human Nutrition Research, he says fruit and nuts contain boron, a mineral that stimulates the electrical activity of your brain. If you are low in this trace mineral, your brain will operate at a very low capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and you'll feel a bit drowsy. So apparently our brains are very sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of 3 milligrams of trace minerals. Your brain reacts to that. So here are some of the foods that will have that boron to keep your mentally sharp. Nuts and seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, and grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, some select herbs, which we'll get to a little bit. So these things will help keep your brain functioning and your electrical impulses firing so that you'll have great mental capacity. So if you eat now 4 ounces of, let's say, peanuts, it's going to provide almost 3 milligrams of boron.
Ooh.
So your brain waves need organic and natural iron from your food to function as well. So research is pointing to a lack of things like zinc that tend to contribute to memory problems and feeling too sleepy. So a lack of zinc. So Dr. Harold Sandsted at the University of Texas Medical Branch said that the brain does not get enough zinc, so we sacrifice sensory motor skills, our memory, and being able to concentrate well. So experts warn that zinc supplements are not necessary and that you can just get, you know, the required amount of zinc naturally in seafood such as perch, anchovies, herring, and other shellfish. But your whole grains, your dark meat like in turkey and your legumes also have lots of zinc. So your immune system support herbs contain natural zinc as well. So you got to have zinc for the immune system to also protect you from COVID, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. So minerals are really important. So now, according to research that was done in 2013 at St. Louis University, they found that herbs can reverse cognitive impairment. See, these researchers discovered that the herbs have antioxidants and they also benefit cognitive function. So herbs like rosemary, spearmint, for instance, can help us overcome cognitive impairment and even help avoid things like dementia. Now, according to Dr. Susan Farr, she says that the rosemary has been far the most powerful for improving memory and learning capabilities. Their research did get published in the November 2013 Journal of Neuroscience. Here is one quote from her. She says, "We found that the compounds in herbs can reduce deficits caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. Our research is suggesting that the herbal extracts may have benefit on altering the course of age-related cognitive decline." And also James Joseph at the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center at Tufts University says, "It appears that compounds found in fruits, vegetables, including walnuts, provide the necessary protection to prevent the demise of cognitive decline and also the decline of motor skill function when you're aging." So walnuts. So, you know what? You're going to find a bunch of this nutrition-packed full herbal stuff over at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a great formula called Brain Concentrate, which has your rosemary in it. Ginkgo is in there. Circulatory herbs are in there. It's powerful. They do have a Body Foundation food mix, which covers your minerals, vitamins, amino acids. So you can just throw it in a smoothie and bam, you got infusion of super nutrition. They have things for sleep and memory and they got a calcium formula with your natural boron, magnesium, and calcium. So it's great. So get the balanced chemistry God put there. You can't improve on it. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because you're going to take that power back. And you're going to be empowered, and you're going to be fabulous. They got a new catalog coming next week, so do sign up for getting your issue as soon as you can. You'll be amazed how powerful you'll be with the right tools and information. Ooh, I'm long in this segment. Got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Sometimes
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Frank. All right, we're going to be shifting gears here. And I thought we'd talk about our supplements and the whole big picture of supplements and the regulation thereof, if you will, and the availability of supplements. Haven't touched on this in a while, but it is looming. So I thought I'd bring it to the attention of maybe some folks that hadn't heard about it. Now, health choices should be, you know, your choice. And right now in the United States, a lot of your choices are, but some of them are diminishing as you see. Other parts of the globe, they kind of lost their choices as far as the supplement area goes. So we're seeing a steady restriction of choices. And some think that, you know, these changes are happening almost overnight, but they have been in the works since, get this, 1945 with regards to your supplements. So the United Nations and the World Health Organization and the United Nations Economic Commission of Europe got together and they established a commodity plan for monitoring, distribution, rationing, and restrictions of certain resources. And your supplements fall into there. So the European Council of the Codex Alimentarius was actually formally established in 1954 with the joint sponsorship with the International Commission on Agricultural Industries and the International Bureau of Analytical Chemistry. So your whole WHO, the World Health Organization, actually ignited a lot of momentum in this plan by the 1960s, and the marketing and the political statements about this plan kind of lives under the disguise of a global harmonization for resources to help remove the obstacle of trade and distribution problems and also world hunger. So the plan is also immense that it prevents the distribution and sale of certain commodities in trade throughout Europe and other parts of the world. So therefore, this is designed to be the very obstacle that it was claimed to avoid. See, so you know the plan by the name possibly Codex, simply shortened to Codex, but it's really the Codex Alimentarius. So we're going to take a look at this plan and see, you know, just how much of your freedoms have eroded. So it's a lot of it's about codes. So anyone that has tried to ship a parcel internationally has discovered it needs a code under the International Harmonization System called HS, and it's enforced by the World Customs and their harmonization tariff schedule called HTS. And this has taken some time to build and put into place, but it's a massive system of codes. For instance, there is a code for each of the different varieties of cheese. And not only that, the cheese has to display the proper name and the composition requirements assigned by the international convention. So this has also produced more paperwork for shipping and receiving, which also impacts the cost of trade. So, of course, the creators of the Codex knew this would happen and impact trade, and this is why it was created, for the ultimate control of goods. Okay, so remember the good old days, Frank, where you could just, you know, ship some cheese from France over to the United States? World War II? It's just cheese coming through customs. Here's some cheese. Bam, put it on the thing. It's gone. You can't do that now. Your cheese has got to be broken down into name and chemistry and blah, blah, blah. Here is a quote from the WHO expert committee, 1955. They said the existence of widely differing control measures may well form an undesirable deterrent in international trade, and that it has. So in the next breath, these people are stating that the new restrictions will also provide commodity standards to improve quality of goods throughout Europe and the world. So the tentacles of these commodity harmonization rules are reaching into areas of product labeling, product ingredients, product testing, product pricing, weight of contents, packaging, and so forth and so on. So these heavy restrictions are presented as a way to protect consumers. Isn't that the way narcissists do that kind of thing? They say it's for your own good and benefit. We're trying to protect you. That's how they do it. Well, let's look at a quote from the Food and Agricultural Organization. They published this in 1960. They said, the desirability of international agreement on food standards and related issues, labeling, product analysis, etc., was recognized as an important means of protecting the consumer's health, ensuring quality, and reducing trade barriers. But it's not reduced trade barriers. So by 2011, there was 145 countries in contract agreement with the Codex Alimentarius. There are 34 international government organizations involved in overseeing the Codex implementation. And today there's 170 countries under the Codex contract. So this is a strictly enforced program that is run solely by your bureaucrats. European reports are stating that the Codex Committee on Nutrition, Foods, and Supplements is heavily influenced by countries of the European Union, Canada, Germany, and the United States over other countries involved in the Codex. Here's a quote from Jonathan Emerald. He's an author of The Rise of Tyranny. He says, I estimate that as much as 75% of all the laws in the United States are now created by agencies completely bypassing the democratic process. Yep. Well, let's look at the aim of the Codex Alimentarius. That's going to impact you, if it isn't already. The Codex has a list of goals, and many of them are covert, to say the least. Officials defending Codex have also stated that it is misinformation and it's not factual. So what I'm about to tell you, they're going to say, that's a misinformation. So however, as we can see by our list that we're going to talk about, many of their goals are being implemented, especially in Europe, right now. Here's their list. To support global trade of nutritionally inadequate foods. What? Yeah, you heard right. They want to support nutritionally inadequate foods. To support global trade of chemically contaminated foods. Okay, well, this is, you're saying, no, that can't be, it's not protecting the consumer. Well, that's what they tell you it is. I mean, look at the COVID vaccine. It's got filth in it, and that's internationally traded. Support and drive global trade of genetically modified foods. Give safety approval to genetically modified food manufacturing facilities. Approve genetically modified animals for food. Approve 300 different food additives as safe, such as BHA and BHT. Support only large-scale agricultural businesses. Support the GMO's chemical additives and use the use of over 3,200 pesticides and irradiation of food chemicals. Support the use of defective scientific analysis of nutrients for deceptive health benefits. Support hidden and non-organic ingredients in product labels. Discourage the support of community-based farming or food suppliers. I mean, when was the last time, you know, that some areas you can't have a garden in your backyard, or you can't have community gardens? They won't allow them. How about discourage the support of community? Oh, I already said that. Increase the dumbing down of organic agricultural standards. Discourage the environmentally sustainable agricultural methods. Discourage the agricultural self-sufficiency. Discourage potential risks and long-term exposure risk of food additives. Restrict your therapeutic nutrients such as supplements. Restrict beneficial nutrition such as vitamins, zinc, and magnesium as being illegal. Some countries that's happened already. Set very low maximum daily doses for supplement usage to the maximum of 15% of the recommended daily allowance. Nutrients above 15% restrictions can only be obtained through a doctor's prescription. Make all nutrients into toxins and poisons to be removed as much as possible from foods. So your nutrients are bad, but your toxins are good. Prohibit the use of nutrition to prevent and treat and cure disease. Set very low nutrient reference levels, understanding the requirements for health, and establish an erosion between food and drug categories, forcing supplements to become a drug category. That's happened in Australia and much of the European Union. 13 countries, right off the bat, when they signed on to this Codex thing, They lost thousands of supplements right off the market, and thousands of herbs became illegal to use. Require expensive clinical trials for your health claims, which they're doing. Require massive requirements to pave the way for big companies to take over supplement markets, and regulate health claims with erroneous criteria to conflict with verified research. Confusion. To promote confusion. Also, enforce and use of growth hormones and antibiotics as mandatory in all livestock and aquacultured species for human consumption. That's your fish. All dairy cows worldwide to be injected with Monsanto's GM recombatant bovine growth hormone. Encourage laws that will make giving nutritional information or advice of any kind illegal. That's already been implemented in the UK. Prevent the use of warning labels on GMO foods and also animals. Mandate all organic foods to be irradiated upon shipment, and apply continuous pressure on countries to accept codex or face sanctions. Now, it's up to you whether you believe that's misinformation or not, but a lot of that's already happened in the 13 countries of the European Union, because I talk to people. They call me up. They want my stuff. They want herbs, but I can't get them into their countries. It's blocked. They don't have what we have here. So you have a lot of freedom right now. It's really good here compared to there. Don't let your freedom of choice for your supplements be taken away from you, because they're going to try it. So your freedom of choice is really being eroded, along with freedom of speech and other things. So the natural area of healthcare is systematically being taken over by corporations and pharmaceutical companies. So a majority of these Cotex regulations are being implemented by the European Union, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and it's starting to hit, kind of wade in here slowly in the United States. So there are massive mandated restrictions to ingredients, processing, labeling, and representation, and especially of your food and supplement products. Now, we've had shows on where former FDA employees have said, you know, the supplement industry is already regulated with their good manufacturing guidelines, and they do exceptionally well, you know, better than the pharmaceutical companies and their regulations. So we have a base of regulation already, but adding more is only going to take away, I think, a good quality representation of supplements, and also it's going to push your prices way up. So natural health experts warn that the pressure for the United States to comply with Codex Alimentarius guidelines will not go away, but will be increased. The pressure is going to be increased. So according to the Alliance for Natural Health, there is a massive move to mandate pharmaceutical-type standards on your supplements or any natural product, making it impossible for small companies to comply with those mandates. So it gives these businesses two choices: go out of business or sell to a large corporation. So the Commission for Codex is using highly suspected scientific studies to publish in their peer-reviewed journals of toxicology, for instance, in order to manipulate nutritional standards and regulations in that way. So recently it has come to light that a minimum of 50% of your journal studies are fraudulent, and your peer review process sustaining such findings of these studies has also failed. So what have the European Union people, the 13 countries, lost? Well, in 2012, the people of the European Union battled but lost some of their fundamental rights to free speech regarding nutrients and better health. They cannot publish, distribute, or even talk amongst themselves about such matters. Everyone on earth has a right to have access to food, water, and medicinal herbs to improve their and protect their health. God's given you that right. but in these 13 countries of the European Union, they lost the availability and use of hundreds and thousands of herbs. The people of these nations must now get prescriptions from doctors for supplements, and the product quality of these supplements is so low, it's hardly worth the effort. Canada, likewise, has lost the use of 20,000 natural health products. The public of Canada rebelled against the Codex, but then their leaders did not relent. They fell a little short of converting foods and herbs to the drug toxicity category, but made a separate category for them called natural products. So they got a little reprieve in Canada for the moment. So the battle in Canada has heated up, and there's a strong push to license all these products. So there it is. You get the foot in the door. It's the, you know, give the mouse a cracker, he wants a glass of milk. So companies are being told that they can not sell their products in the marketplace until they apply for their products to be evaluated and approved. So the application process for approval isn't guaranteed. It can take more than a year, and the fees associated with these applications are into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So according to the Canadians, powerful multinational corporations are making their parliament officials irrelevant and are using the Codex to gain the upper hand on competition to drive out their competitors out of the marketplace. That could happen here if we let it. What happened in New Zealand and Australia? Well, these two countries, like the UK and Canada, have been fighting long and hard to secure their rights with regard to natural health products and healthy foods. Unfortunately, through their health regulations, like New Zealand's Health Trust, the people were under the impression their rights would be protected, but they too, like the UK and Canada, were undermined. So any company that wants to sell a natural health product or supplement in these two island countries, Australia and New Zealand, they have to go through a two-year maze of regulations and apply, because the products are over there considered either medical devices or therapeutics needing tight restrictions. So supplements are considered therapeutics requiring drug-like licensing there. So the red tape is so massive that you'd have to hire a firm to navigate the process for you. A company seeking to sell vitamins there or in the UK would have to hire additional employees to undertake the process. So if it were a U.S.-based company making a quality supplement, no doubt due to the Codex regulations, they would be required to reduce the strength and vitality of the product in order to sell it in their market, or it would be banned. See? Can't make anything too good for the people. Make them too healthy, and that's not allowed. So in addition to the time and expense for applying for through this process, a company would need to pay for a reformulation of the product and new labeling and packaging to comply. So you're looking at, if a company wants to sell a product in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, for example, they'd have to apply, and it would cost them an easy six figures, and there's no guarantee they'd get approved. See how that's working? Only the big, deep pockets can do this. You know? Now, fortunately, Americans in the United States, well, the 1994 Food and Drug Administration Act was a stumbling block for a lot of these mass regulations for Codex. Okay, thank God for that, right? There was a people's revolution, and it put a lot of pressure on Congress to uphold their existing laws. So the dietary supplement market is one of the fastest growing markets in the United States. So Codex is trying to slide in the back door, twisting the arm of the FDA to implement stricter and stricter regulations on this market. Americans need to, you know, keep the pressure on their congressional representatives, if you can, to make sure that, you know, they don't sell them out. And that, unfortunately, is pretty much the history of what goes on in Congress. Unless, of course, you want to be like Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, and you have to go to your physician to get a prescription for your vitamins and your minerals that will be so weak and ineffective that it won't be worth it. So getting less and paying more is what's happening. So this is the reason the people of the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand must privately import their supplements from the United States under a certain amount if they want to get anything decent. And they pay hefty fees with duties and taxes in doing that. So what you're used to paying under $60 for something decent, they're probably paying $160 for it in the end. So this is what Codex does to nations. So don't let that happen. Don't let that happen to America. Don't let that happen to you or to your families, your grandchildren, you know. So we don't know if or when the United States will crumble under the pressure, full pressure of Codex and the elite, and redefine your food supplements as, you know, being needing prescription. But at this time, you know, you have a window of opportunity to be informed and to stand up to that stuff. Yep, we got to stand up to that stuff. So you want to be empowered, and they want to take that power away. They want to take that nutrition and vitality away so they can subdue you, control you. That's how they're doing it. So God has power in his herbs, and he's promised us those herbs, and so we're going to stand on that promise and ask for his help as a nation. Let's all pray this weekend, throughout this weekend. Let's pray that the Lord put it on your list, that the Lord knows we're praying as a nation to protect the power of God's medicinal herbs and foods, so that we will have better health and that we can serve him better. So put that on your prayer list. The Codex Alimentarius, help him, have the Lord defeat that. Just defeat that. You know, it was a time. I went up to Congress years ago, 2006, and I met with congressmen about this very topic. And they said that, well, they didn't think it would ever go through Congress and get approved, because so many of the people in Congress were, you know, older, and they liked their supplements. But as you see, younger and younger people are taking seats in Congress. So be on the prayer on this. And call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free catalog. Their new catalog is going to be here first part of next week. Get on the list to get that. 866-229-3663 is the number. Or go on the website, thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972 is the international number, and be empowered. Thepowerherbs.com. As for healthcare options, just became endless. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.